have this negative perception about like nostalgia. Mm-hmm. I feel like it's very trendy right now to be like, no, man, it's all about the future. Mm-hmm. Like you look forward, you don't look back. Mm-hmm. And I honestly would completely disagree and think that there's an important, I don't think one's better than the other, but I think there's an importance to like memory. There's an importance to like, you know, going back and looking at old pod episodes and just not even listening to them per se, but just being like, oh man, that was like a funny time.
I think it give you some clarity about the present and the future.
For sure.
And
for
I think that's when it's useful. Mm-hmm. I think oftentimes it can be not useful when it takes clarity away.
Well, yes, because if you look back with only rose tinted glasses, then obviously that's just like,
but like sometimes I think I've listened to an old episode of this and been like, oh right, that's why we started doing this, you know? And you can it's like that, and it's like, okay, right, that still exists, that like my motivations that started this are still a thing.
Yes.
And, you know,
and that's, and I think it's, but and it's, and but that's my point, is like, you know, you come around to it because you realize like it can clarify
it's also for screenwriting. This is really big, because I'll usually have like a notebook of like notes for a script, and I'll like, you know, fill it up or whatever, and then I'll go back to the first page when I'm like usually like deep into the process, and there'll be like one line that's just like wraps up kind of the whole reason I wrote the thing, and I'm like, right, well, that's
you were
what
telling
me
about that. Yeah. You said that you went back and you found this thing and realized that you were like in a sense like writing in the future. Like it was like what tied up the whole thing.
Yeah.
In general,
and it was one of the first things I wrote down.
Yeah.
And I completely forgot about it because I got caught up in all these other things.
Yeah.
And then it's like the answer was on the first page.
Yeah, yeah. But the thing, the reason I was bringing this up is because, so you know, years ago I had like a very tight knit group of friends that would hang out every day together, right? And as life goes on, like we all kind of went our separate ways. Like it's actually fucking hilarious how shit is like kind of like the movies, like Grown Ups or any of that like bullshit.
Like friends, like I don't
realize it in real time though. It's not. Yeah. It's not like a movie where everyone
this
goes like.
That's what I was gonna say. So I've always felt like this has happened multiple times in my life where I've like, I remember feeling in the moment like, oh, I wish I had this big group of friends. I wish life was like Seinfeld. I wish we all hung out at this diner and we all met up every single day and it was just like casual and you could just run into each other and then hang out for the rest of the day. Like that kind of a romantic idea, but friendship.
That is what we did. That's what my friends did.
Well, what's funny, I know. Well, but you also grew up in like, you were, your 20s in a different time slightly.
Yeah.
And you know,
there was no internet back then.
Yeah. I'm just kidding. There was no landline phone. There was no cars.
We had no cell phones, man. Let's take the horse down and see what's up.
But then, so I've felt that in almost every moment in my life. Mm-hmm. And then 5 years go by and I go, I wish I had the friend group I had back then.
Yeah. No, exactly.
Completely forgetting that at that time, I wished I had probably what I have now.
Exactly. You know? No, exactly. And the thing is, like, you realize that, like, it's not like one of those movie endings where it's just like, you know, four dudes like are like standing by the lake, like looking out, being like, all right, man, like,
yeah,
I'm going off to New York, or I'm going off to Lisbon, or I'm going off to London, like, I'm going off to that. And you're like, all right, boys, like,
this is
I'll
it.
Catch you guys in 10 years. Or like, or like, whatever. It's not like that. It happens so gradually.
I had a moment the other day that kind of felt like that.
Yeah,
it wasn't quite like that, but my friend like made a remark and we were like, oh yeah, this is kind of weird. My like Tom got a dog.
Oh, true.
And we were all just out walking the dog.
Yeah,
and it was just like the three boys, you know, and we met when we were like 17.
Yeah,
and all of a sudden we were just like walking a dog together. Yeah. We were like, this is fucked up.
Like, but it's sick though. But the thing is, the reason I've what's been funny to me is that, you know, what I didn't realize, and this goes back into my like nostalgia thing of being like, you gotta like maintain relationships and friendships, is that I realized that none of them talk to each other anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Not because of anything that happened, mm-hmm. just because of they're just doing different things. However, I'm the one that talks to all of them.
Right.
So like,
well, I think kind of you're like, archetype to me, or part of your purpose.
No, dude, like, it's my purpose.
Part of your purpose is like telling everybody else what's going on. Like that's why you have a podcast.
That's my calling.
Like, that's what you do. Is you keep everyone informed about the circle. Like it's literally what you do.
It's like everyone tries to stray away from the circle. I go no, come on back in.
Or just they don't even have to talk to the other people because you're gonna fill them in about them.
Yes. You know?